Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is your 8 a.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Henri. Starting off the satellite, here we go right here. That's the center of our storm in this location, headed towards the northeast with time, headed closer and closer to New England, and we'll start seeing some of those impacts tomorrow morning. The aircraft in there now, we actually have some more information getting back to our location, and this is one of them. I mean, we frequently get asked questions, how do you get this information in the center? We get the winds, we get the pressure, but we also have a tailed Doppler radar for the NOAA Hurricane Hunters, and this is the actual radar that's actually in the storm itself, and that really helps us pinpoint where that center is. And that really helps us because you take that center and then we progress it forward to be able to get this right here. And this is our latest forecast, the update at 8 a.m. Right here is the location of the storm, and it helps us again from that Doppler radar right in the storm. But notice, it's not just that center point. Those are tropical storm force winds extending out from the center. This is about 90 miles, that's about 100 miles, and it's even 70 miles in this direction and 50. So you can see it's not just the center that we're looking at. You progress this forward with time and those tropical storm force winds, and eventually forecast to be a hurricane right around the center point there. See, you can't concentrate just on that center. It's larger than that. And that's why we have the hurricane warning up portions of Long Island, getting up into Connecticut, and a hurricane watch up for portions of Rhode Island. So if you're watching from Rhode Island, remember, this thing wiggles and wobbles a little bit to the right. We could upgrade that to a hurricane warning with time. So be ready. The watch means be ready just in case you get hurricane force winds, tropical storm force winds. Beyond that, including New York City getting some of the tropical storm warning, could see some tropical storm force winds. Look at some of the impacts. We always talk about the dangers of water. A lot of these areas, New England, is so saturated from previous rains. And if you put more rain on top of it, and in this case, these green areas here, Hartford, 2 to 4 inches of rain, some isolated higher. In yellow, 4 to 6 inches. That's portions of Long Island getting up into western portions of Massachusetts, even into New York here. Northern, even northern portions of New Jersey can see some of these higher totals, 4 to 6 inches. But look at this, some of the orange areas around Long Island stretching even inland, you can get well over 6 inches of rain in some of those, 6 to 10 inches of rain. It's possible, whenever you get these tropical rains, it's possible to get some of these higher amounts. Remember, little wiggles and wobbles, some of these higher totals could shift right and left. So any one of these areas, you just have to be ready. And you got the winds, you got the saturated soil, that means you can topple some trees, big time power outages, you gotta be ready for that. And those trees blocking some of the roads, treacherous travel associated with this storm. Storm surge, a big issue as well. Start looking at some of this. We've got storm surge warnings up, meaning greater than 3 feet of storm surge in some areas. In fact, places like Cape Cod, 2 to 4 feet. Looking at Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, not just on the coast, but stretching in some of the bays here. Long Island, water being forced in here, piling up where it gets into the East River. It's like a funnel that piles up near the East River. North and South Shores, you can see some of those high totals of storm surge. So listen to those local officials, and we will continue to bring you all the updates on Tropical Storm Henri right here from the National Hurricane Center.